Well, Touch of Opera here on the program, and that's where we're heading. It's the Oasis here on the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore, our look at arts and culture. Opera 5 is a Toronto-based independent opera company that's a leader in chamber opera productions, new creations, web series, and mentoring, and fostering artists. Opera 5 has been producing works for the last 13 years that include favorites like The Barber of Seville, Die Fledermaus, Forgotten Gems as well, and bold new Canadian works. The Toronto Opera Festival is produced by Opera 5, and it runs Thursday, June 12th through Saturday, June 21st at the beloved Factory Theatre, downtown Toronto. That's 125 Bathurst. The festival features a gala night, a world premiere, and the piece Elegies. Tickets available at the Factory Theatre box office, 416-504-9971, factorytheatre.ca or opera5.ca, and that's with the number 5. Joining us is soprano Rachel Krem. She co-founded Opera 5, and she's been general director ever since. As well as being a wonderful performer, she is a writer and producer. As well, Kate Fogg, the soprano originally from the state of Maine. She just completed her Master's of Music student in voice and opera at McGill University. Her internship with Opera 5 is one of the cornerstones of the organization's vision, training performance skills, but also secondary assignments in production, administration, and design. Rachel Krem, Kate Fogg, welcome to you both.
Thanks so much.
Great to be with you. Rachel, tell us about co-founding Opera 5 13 years ago. What did you feel the need was to build something like that?
When we founded Opera 5 in 2012, it was a really interesting time in Toronto in terms of producing opera. There were all sorts of companies that were coming alive with things that they wanted to do and to say outside of the bigger traditional companies. And so it was a really exciting time. There were a group of us that wanted to produce, wanted to see what it was like to be involved with opera in more than just performing it or just
right.
directing.
Kind of building it from the ground
yeah,
up and seeing what you could do.
Yeah, absolutely. And to have sort of our hands in all of the creative aspects as opposed to just working for a company and being hired as a singer and being told what to do.
I love that idea. Has there been times along the way where you thought, what have I got myself into here?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We used to joke early on that if we knew how much work it was
sure.
to get it going and to actually do it, we never would have started. But that's the joy of forging ahead and just doing is you don't really know what you're getting into.
I like that idea, too, of a traditional opera, maybe something new and Canadian, maybe working with the web. It feels like wherever, you know, the inclination takes you, you can kind of go with it.
Yeah, and that's a joy of a small company as well, is we can pivot, we can do different things. We're not a large institution that takes a long time to pivot.
Sure.
We can just sort of produce the things that we are passionate about and that we want to produce.
Kate, I'll turn it to you. You've earned your master's at McGill within the music department. What attracted you to build on that knowledge with Opera 5? What brought you here to Toronto?
So I did my undergrad degree in journalism and music. So I've always kind of had it in my head that I wanted to explore what a multifaceted career might look like in the arts. And Rachel came to class, to our opera class at Opera McGill, and gave a presentation on the new internship, which would allow interns the opportunity to not only sing and cover roles, but also explore a secondary skill.
Were you thinking the same idea? Like, okay, it's great to sing and I love the direction and so on, but I'm looking to dig in a little deeper here.
Absolutely. Yeah. That, for a lot of people, it's not sustainable to only sing.
Sure.
A lot of us need a secondary job. And hey, if that secondary job also feeds you artistically, that's great.
By the way, if you're just joining us, it is all about opera. Opera 5, the organization forming in 2012, their Toronto Opera Festival runs Thursday, June 12th through Saturday, June 21st at the beloved Factory Theatre in downtown Toronto. Great space. That's 125 Bathurst. Tickets available at factorytheatre.ca, opera5.ca. General Director Rachel Krem and soprano Kate Fogg are both with us. And so let's talk about this world premiere, Come Closer. You put it together with Ryan True and personal for you. How do you translate that into a piece that you think is going to work in front of an audience?
So the world premiere of Come Closer, which is directly about loss and addiction and based on my experience losing my sister to heroin addiction. So while there is heavy and there's dealing with grief and loss, mm-hmm. there's also the other side of the coin, memory, nostalgia, and finding the joy in terms of reconnection and memory and loving in a new way.
And we also think, I mean, how many arias are really about loss anyway, right? So that's sort of
Absolutely.
Part of it.
Yes. And there aren't any opera in the canon that really explore a deep relationship between sisters. Mm. So many operas are about love stories.
Sure.
And there are sisters in traditional operas, but I don't know that the relationship is really explored. And I think that that's one of the real unique aspects of Come Closer. It's about the two sisters the entire time and just the relationship and the memory and dealing with being separated now by death,
mm-hmm.
but that there is still a relationship and that there's still memory. The piece ends on a note of reconnection and joy and the sisters having a new way to be together.
Must have been a little bit tricky just to crack that story, just to sit down and say, okay, here we go.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But it's been a long process. Mm. My sister passed away around the time that we started Opera 5, mm-hmm. so it was in 2012. And Come Closer came out of me discovering her journals and beautiful poetry. So Elizabeth is in the work. My sister was Elizabeth. So there's 7 poems of hers that are through the piece, and they really act as anchors. So it's her words. The little sister character, who's Elizabeth, is sharing her journal from beyond and her words, and this is to share her essence with her big sister.
By the way, Come Closer performances June 13th, 14th, 18th, 19th, 21st, all at 7:30 p.m. as part of this festival. Kate, you've been obviously helping to put this festival together. What are you looking forward to as it's all starting to culminate?
I'm so looking forward to the festival. It's going to be a really great set of shows. I have been able to cover the little sister role in Come Closer, and I'm also performing in Elegies, which I think I'm most excited about.
What is Elegies? Tell us about it.
Elegies is a musical theater song cycle by William Finn, who wrote Falsetto's 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee,
yeah.
which you might be familiar with. It's also about grief and loss and remembering loved ones, but it's also really funny.
Okay.
And it's really joyful, and it's really quite interesting.
And you've got a gala night as well.
We do, and that's featuring all of our interns, Kate being one of them, and Gregory Dahl, beloved Canadian baritone. And it'll be a fun night to kick off the festival on June 12th of opera and musical theater favorites.
So if people are looking to maybe take part in the festival, what do you suggest as far as kind of scheduling themselves and picking up tickets and that sort of idea?
I would say come to all the shows.
Sure.
But come to the gala first, see what we're about, and then there's the
June 12th, by the way?
June 12th,
yeah,
yes.
7:30 p.m.
Yeah, it's like an amuse-bouche into the festival. And then Come Closer is a full show with intermission. The music is beautiful. It's a real tapestry of like beautiful melodies, beautiful harmonies, pulling on that nostalgic theme. So I think it balances that idea of new and the old and the things that like the staunch opera goers want to hear in opera.
That's right.
So I think it's a real beautiful coming together of the new and the old, even though it's all new. And then Elegies is just fabulous. Our interns are really stunning musicians, and so we're so excited to have most of them have their professional debut in Toronto, and I think everyone should come out and hear that show too, it's about a 75-minute show, so no intermission on that one. William Finn is a fabulous composer, really interesting music, so yeah.
3 different options for you. You've got the opening night gala fun night June 12th, and then the Come Closer performances June 13th through 21st. Elegies performances June 15th. That's a matinee, 2:30 p.m., June 17th and 20th at 7:30. And if you'd like to pick up tickets, the Factory Theater box office, I'll give you the phone number, 416-504-9971. It's factorytheater.ca and, of course, opera5.ca. General Director Rachel Krem, Soprano Kate Fogg, great to meet you both.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mark.
You're with The Oasis here on the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore, our look at arts and culture.